is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden says he hopes President-elect Donald Trump will rethink what he calls counterproductive tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
The last thing we need to do is begin to screw up those relationships.
The president saying tariffs would, quote, screw up relationships with Canada and Mexico. Tens of thousands of Americans in uniform ate their Thanksgiving meal in the mess hall, says CBS's Tina Krause.
More than 28,000 U.S. troops are stationed in South Korea, and this year, higher-ranking Army officers served the soldiers. Sergeant Zachary Willis enjoyed every bite, but says it's not quite the same.
I definitely miss my grandma's, but this is still pretty good turkey, so I'll take it.
The Pentagon shipped in 700,000 pounds of food to service members across the globe.
The cold and rain didn't keep tens of thousands of people from enjoying the big parade in New York City today.
Just watching the faces of young people as they take in this parade for the first time, they're just completely overwhelmed by it. Caitlin, here with her family, her fourth time, just loves it.
It's always so much fun, and the crowd is just the best.
So rain doesn't matter, right? Not today?
Rain or shine, yeah.
One shot for CBS News at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Police arrested 21 people who sat down on the parade route holding Palestinian flags and a Don't Celebrate Genocide banner. Texas officials are exultant after a federal appeals court this week ruled that Border Patrol agents cannot cut razor wire that state agents installed on the U.S.-Mexico border.
In response to the ruling, Texas Governor Greg Abbott posting the message, "We continue adding more razor wire border barrier," similar to his message when the courts originally allowed the border agents to cut the wire.
Illegal crossings are down, and coincidentally, razor wire barrier is up.
The Biden administration also sued Texas to remove a string of border buoys in the Rio Grande and to block a state immigration law. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Texas has been installing razor wire along its 1,200-mile border with Mexico over the past year. Some people call today Thanksgiving. For many, though, it's the day before Christmas shopping begins.
Black Friday, as we know it, actually started early, both in stores and online. History tells us the best bargains are still to be had from Black Friday through Cyber Monday, but the e-commerce era has transformed the holiday shopping experience. Of course, if you want the complete holiday retail feel, you'll have to go out to actual stores. Many of the most prominent national chains open early on Black Friday, some as early as 5 a.m. Many of them will close late, anywhere from 10 to 11 p.m. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
No mail today. Banks are closed and the stock markets are closed, but they'll be open tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
The giveaways go all day at JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Giveaways start at 5 a.m. with holiday snow globes and coupons. You could get up to $500 off. 9 a.m. is your chance to bring home a Cuisinart stand mixer. Plus, don't miss your shot at free diamonds at 1 p.m. Finally, at 5 p.m., grab a JCPenney tote. It gets you an extra 10% off every time you shop through Christmas Eve. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 11/29 while supplies last. Giveaways in-store only. Must be 18 or older. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
A nonprofit in Orlando is hoping surveillance video can help them catch a thief.
Workers at the Daily Bread Distribution Center have been busy handing out food to the needy this week, but as they did, someone stole several big bags of dog food from a truck out back, the organization's Maggie St. Jean.
How do you steal from an organization that's helping so many people in need?
The dog food was supposed to be headed to a local animal shelter. Now St. Jean has posted surveillance video online in hopes that somebody recognizes the thief. It's been a bad month for Daily Bread. On November 2nd, someone else stole 80 donated bicycles from a locked trailer. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
No shame. L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani wants his ex-interpreter Ipe Mizuhara to give up hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of baseball cards that Ohtani says were bought using his money. Mizuhara pleaded guilty in June to spending millions of Ohtani's dollars. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick, and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday, with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hope you're having a safe and thankful day. Here's Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Lest you please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJM.com.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Oh,
1961, it's The Lion Sleeps Tonight from the Tokens on WRJN. That's a hunting song originally, sung in Zulu in what is now Swaziland. The original title was Mbumbi, which means lion.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt. Happy tryptophan.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, it's wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out on this holiday. I know I caught you at your brother's house, so thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, you and I used to do a morning show together.
Yes, we did.
And one of the things we like to do is tell jokes to each other, stupid little corny jokes, right?
Yes, so, we love that. And I can never tell a joke. That's why you're saying that.
I've got a couple of Thanksgiving dad jokes for you. You ready?
Oh, I love dad jokes. Okay, go for it.
Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? Any ideas?
No.
The outside.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Okay, that's a really bad joke.
All right, you'll get this one. You'll get this
one. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Why was the turkey the drummer in the band?
Because he had drumsticks.
There you go.
I'm
going to give you the dinger on that one.
Oh, yay. Get the dinger.
If pilgrims were alive today, what would they be most famous for? Their age.
Oh, gosh. I was trying to think of something.
What's the best thing to put into pumpkin pie?
Your teeth.
Very good.
I got it. it. Oh, my
Very
goodness.
Very good.
Yes.
You'll get this one, too. What's the best dance to do on Thanksgiving?
The turkey dance.
I'll give it to you. It's the turkey trot.
Oh, turkey trot. I'm thinking of the chicken dance.
Yeah. What smells the best on Thanksgiving at a Thanksgiving dinner?
Your nose.
Your nose is absolutely
Look at
right.
me. I'm on a roll.
Why do turkeys always go gobble, gobble?
I'm not sure.
Because
what's the
they never learned good table manners.
Okay. This is a really bad dad joke book.
Who isn't hungry at Thanksgiving?
The turkey.
Because...
He's cooked.
Because he's always stuffed.
Oh, he's always baked.
Can a turkey jump higher than the Empire State Building?
No.
Yes, because a building can't jump at all.
Oh, yeah.
When the pilgrims landed, where did they stand?
On the ground.
On their feet.
On their feet.
And
on the beach.
Finally, how many cranberries grow on a bush?
Mm-mm, they don't grow on a bush. They grow in water. Is that true?
I think the answer was all of them.
Oh.
You flood cranberry bogs.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I knew there was water involved.
You can drive up to Warren every year for the Warren Cranberry Festival and check that out.
That sounds nice.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Say hi to everyone for me.
Yes, I definitely will. And you too. And you have a great turkey day.
Thank you. There's Robin. I'm Kurt. This is WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a couple of flurries perhaps, and a low of 20. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny and 26. Saturday, sunny and 27.
Share precious moments. lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, the U.S. Postal Service says it will not raise stamp prices in January. You know, I'd kind of like to see stamp prices go up every December 1st as a way to discourage people from sending those holiday family newsletters. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Waiting for the break of day.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're with family and friends today and enjoying yourself. If you are with family and friends, here are some questions you should avoid. These are the top questions family members dread getting from people they only see once or twice a year. So avoid saying these. What's your New Year's resolution? Is marriage in the cards? When are you going to have children? Have you got a boyfriend or girlfriend? How's the job hunt going? When are you buying a house? And why don't we see you more often?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in America wound through the streets of Philadelphia for the 105th year today.
They saw the floats. They're all awesome.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn watched the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
There were 17 giant balloons in all. They joined 22 floats, performers, and dozens of marching bands. Mother Nature, unfortunately, did rain on this parade, but spectators wouldn't let it dampen their spirits.
In Nantucket today, President Biden said he does not think President-elect Trump should follow through on his threat to impose tariffs